Now, Saudi Arabia has executed prominent Shia cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr despite international calls for his release. Now, Sheikh Nimr's execution was announced by the Saudi Interior Ministry, which also said that 46 other convicts were also put to death for terrorism. Now, the 56-year-old cleric was shot and arrested back in Hatif in 2012 on charges of causing sectarian strife and disobeying the country's ruler. Now, rights groups say that Nimr was arrested for the free expression of his views and criticizing Riyadh. A cleric repeatedly demanded reforms in Saudi Arabia's political system. Amnesty International had called the death sentence against Sheikh Nimr appalling, saying it must be quashed. Widespread protests were also held in several countries, including Iran and Bahrain, calling for the Sheikh's release. And we're joined out of London for more on this story by Mr. Shabir Hassan Ali, activist and Islamic scholar. Mr. Hassan Ali, why was Sheikh al-Nimr executed, and what does this say about Riyadh's leadership?
I think, first of all, the Zionist regime in Riyadh needs to be under no doubt that its last days are now upon us. As for why they killed Sheikh Nimr, this was, I believe, that when they arrested Sheikh Nimr in 2014, this was a given, it was a matter of time. And then they made this ludicrous assessment that somehow Sheikh Nimr was a terrorist and he was causing sectarian strife, which is exactly the opposite. Sheikh Nimr was not a sectarian person, unlike these Saudi so-called clerics who are the inspiration and strength behind Daesh, who go around making anyone who doesn't conform to their corrupt non-Islamic version of Islam, which has nothing to do with Islam and everything to do with the material world and subjugation and oppressing people. The Saudi regime is the sectarian one, is the corrupt one. If you look at all the sectarian garbage coming out in the world, the things that, I mean, this is Wahhabism. Wahhabism declares anyone who is not Wahhabi to be a heretic. So they are the sectarian ones, and they killed Sheikh Nimr along with the 46 others, and the countless others they've been killing in Yemen, in Bahrain, you know, even in Saudi, they killed all of these people, not because, you know, for any reason of, you know, valid that these people are criminal, but because these people dared to speak out against them and say, no, we're not gonna tolerate what you're doing, which is identical to what the Zionist regime occupying Palestine does to the Palestinians. There is a very close parity in the activity of these two Zionist siblings. But both these entities, as can be seen by any free person in the world.
But why did pardon for cutting you off. I'm sorry, but why does Saudi Arabia blatantly ignore so many calls and so many cries from the international community, from a lot of its allies, from so many human rights groups, that this man was against violence, against any kind of suppression of democracy, and he was only preaching for peace and democracy and free elections in Saudi Arabia? Why didn't they entertain calling off his death sentence?
I think the Saudis, in the same way that when Washington and London do not advise the Saudis to do something or not do something, they carry on. Israel was told time and time again, don't bomb Gaza, don't bomb Gaza, don't bomb Gaza. Don't kill the Palestinians indiscriminately. What are they doing? Does anyone hold them accountable? No. The Saudis have seen this, and they see the same thing happens to them. No one's holding them accountable in Yemen. No one's holding them accountable for occupying Bahrain. You know, no one, there is no accountability because there is no one actually forcing them against it. The fact that Sheikh Nimr spoke in favor of democracy, spoke in favor of human rights and all this stuff, these are values which are against the Saudi ruling family. The Saudi ruling family doesn't want democracy. If it has democracy, it will be out. It needs democracy. It needs this dictatorship in place, rather. It will never support democracy. In fact, many analysts I've spoken to are like scratching their heads saying, why is this United States government that professes to be such a big pioneer of democracy supporting this blatant and absolute dictatorship? And the only reason can be is because everyone knows the United States is a democracy only in name, and is actually a dictatorship of a very small clique. And the Saudi, same thing. Israel, same thing. England, the same thing. So these are all peas in the same pod. There's no difference between any of these. And this is why people like Sheikh Nimr are a massive threat. And now, you know, the fear now is for Sheikh Ali Salman, for Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, that, you know, what is going to happen. But ultimately, for every drop of blood that these cancerous entities, that are, they are like a cancer upon this earth, the Saudis, the Israelis, these are a cancer upon the earth. But for every drop of blood they shed, believe me, their end is getting closer, inshallah.
You know, he was against the U.S. Meddling in Saudi Arabia's affairs. He was against the Saudi-U.S. and West alliance. He said that it didn't benefit the people in Saudi Arabia. And yet he was against, you know, a lot of the Wahhabism support that Riyadh has been, you know, condemned for. And yet they incarcerated him over half a dozen times. His family says that he was beaten while he was incarcerated many times, tortured. He was shot by police before this, after those 2012 protests, where he actually even had that quote to his protesters that only protest in peace because the weapon of the word is stronger than lead. And yet this man was not just a Shia cleric. He was a peace activist in his purest form. And yet they assassinated this man. Why?
Because they're against anyone who speaks for the people. You know, at the end of the day, you have to remember the current family that has occupied the land of Arabia and given it its own name. I mean, have you ever heard of anything as ludicrous as a country being named after a family and that a family of illiterate dogs? You know, this is itself ludicrous and subject to long discussion, but not now. The fact that Sheikh Nimr was pushing for the rights of the indigenous people of Arabia and saying that, you know, if there is some sort of military or any deal between this family and the United States, it's not going to help the people. If you look at the poverty levels of the people, the actual people of Arabia, in Eastern Arabia, in Qatif, in Ahsa, in Haran, all of these areas on the east, you will see these people are living in squalor. And you will see the same thing in Bahrain. Why are the people rising up in Bahrain? The same thing. You know, very similar reasons. If you listen to what Sheikh Ali Salman in Bahrain is saying and what Sheikh Nimr, may God bless his soul, was saying, it's very similar. It's for the rights of the people. And both of these leaders have explicitly said that the protests must always be peaceful. You know, that there's no need for violence. And Sheikh Nimr is completely correct when he said that the word is more powerful than the bullets and the lead and all of this stuff, without a doubt. And this is why what the Saudis have actually done is, by murdering him, they have made him stronger than he ever was in life. And like I said at the beginning, this is one of the last nails in the coffin of that cancerous, corrupt, illiterate, evil family.
You know, he condemned Saudi Arabia as a human rights record just as much as any other world body has in recent years. And yet, this was his fate. You know, Saudi leadership could have handled this much more diplomatically, probably, you know, according to a lot of critics, shouldn't have executed this man. Pardon?
Sir, the truth always hurts. When you speak the truth, one of the bravest and most courageous things to do is to speak the truth in front of a tyrant. And this is what Sheikh Nimr did. He went up to the face of this ugly tyrant and he told this tyrant the truth. And the truth is more painful than anything. And because the tyrant, you know, wants this to stop, the tyrant confers with his masters in Washington, and Washington says, okay, fine, he's making a lot of noise, finish him. And so they do what they do. I mean, the thing is that this was not unexpected. You know, I think anyone holding out any hope that the Saudi regime, this cancerous, corrupt family, ever would do the right thing in any way or do something that benefited humanity in any way, then I think this person is somewhat deluded. This family has done nothing but been a parasite and been a cancer upon the face of this earth. Look at what they're doing all around the world. They are the reason for Daesh. They are the reason for the children of Yemen dying. They are paying, or they have paid, for the death of the children of Gaza. You know, regardless of whether there might be people who are confused because they appear and have this veneer of religiosity, the Saudi family do not represent Islam or any religion, any divine system. These people are nothing less than the spawn of Satan himself. And they will kill anyone who speaks the truth. When you speak the truth against the tyrant, this tyrant can't take it. It's too painful. It's like the worst acid. It burns. And this is why they had to silence it. Because even through his incarceration, Sheikh Nimr was like, he was like this light that came to them and burnt them, because they can't tolerate, they can't stand the light. And as long as he's alive, they thought, okay, fine, we have to finish him. Now they've killed him, what they'll realize is they've seized his containment. They've made him a million or infinitely more stronger than he was while he was incarcerated or alive.
Thank you, Mr. Shabir Hassan Ali, joining us out of London, activist and Islamic scholar. We're going to take a short break right now, and we're going to come back with more extended coverage on this breaking news of world-renowned human rights activist and Shia cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr has been executed in Saudi Arabia.